Do we know anything more about what the mechanism is of why we see an increased incidence of arterial events with BEV?
You know, a lot of theories about, again, injuries to vascular structures, not being able to repair vascular injuries. There's the question of whether hypertension might play a role, which, according to our analysis, is not necessarily the case. To my knowledge, there's nothing definitive that could really explain what's going on.
And are we any closer to getting a little bit more refined now than just saying, well, an event within 6 months and over age 65 in terms of being more specific about the type of event or maybe a year versus 3 months or the age?
Yeah, it is interesting because what we're trying to do right now is getting these exactly those data out of the BRIGHT registry, which is a large observational study which captured 2,000 patient histories and patient treatment patterns with bevacizumab prospectively. And according to BRIGHT, interestingly though, the risk of arterial events is actually lower than was published in the pooled analysis. Although this BRIGHT registry also allows patients to enter this registry that are not necessarily candidates for clinical trials. So it's a less selected group of patients. So I don't want to diminish and kind of downplay this risk of arterial events because it is there and for legal purposes and all and taking care of our patients, we have to be very careful how we phrase these issues. But the BRIGHT trial, the BRIGHT registry will allow us to get a better understanding of what's going on when we follow patients long term. So far, what we know is that the majority of events happen within the first 2 to 3 months. Having said that, patients are still at risk even after a year or so to develop ATEs at a higher frequency than patients without bevacizumab. But there seems to be an initial kind of higher incidence followed by some plateauing and slow decrease of the risk overall. Again, this will need to be validated even in future analysis. The BRIGHT trial has now been replaced by an even larger registry, the ARIES trial, which will capture a patient with colon cancer and lung cancer treated with bevacizumab. And as soon as bevacizumab gets approved for breast cancer, we'll include those patients too. So overall, we'll be able to capture another 4,000 to 6,000 patient treatment algorithms, side effects, outcomes, etc. And then we'll have a strong base to really say, okay, it's about 1% of ATEs are related to myocardial infarction, 10% are stroke, they happen at this time. And I think it would be very helpful for us for our discussion with patients if we had these data right now.